This is the Fighting the Good Fight podcast, defending taxpayers and solving their tax problems with your host, Patricia Gentile. Patricia Gentile is a taxpayer defense attorney, CPA, the founder of New England Tax Relief, and Patricia L. Gentile Coaching. With 40 years of IRS expertise and experience, she has successfully defended and resolved difficult IRS situations for hundreds of taxpayers. Patricia coaches tax professionals to confidently identify their client's IRS problem and create a successful resolution plan for them. As a fierce advocate, a creative strategist, and solution finder, fighting the good fight with Patricia Gentile is both her passion and purpose to help tax professionals successfully resolve their clients' tax problems.
This is Patricia Gentile, and we hope you're enjoying the Fighting the Good Fight podcast. On this episode, we present the second half of our conversation with Irina Bovrova, Chief Operating Officer of Pitbull Tax Software. Make sure you don't miss a moment by simply subscribing on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the continuation of our deep dive into Pitbull Tax Software with Chief Operating Officer Irina Bovrova.
So once you have your EFIN, you have your CAF number, this is also something that you need. If you don't have CAF number yet, you need to apply for one. Applying for one, you can file 2848 or 8821 for your husband or for your kid. And in the CAF number field, put none. And if you do that, if you file it, the IRS will assign you CAF number and you will get it in the mail in about 2-3 weeks. And after that, you have to keep that number. It will be like your social security number for the IRS. Don't disclose it to people that don't need to know that. But your CAF number will be listed on all 2848s and 8821s going forward. So you have CAF number. You need to file 2848 or 8821 for a client. So in my practice, we file 8821 for all tax prep clients, even if they don't have tax resolution issues. Why? Why do we do that? Because we want to cross-check wage and income transcripts before we file returns. For those clients with lots of different types of income, who we usually file extensions for, we wait for mid-May, early June, when wage and income transcripts start being available by the IRS. And that's where we cross-check with what they provided to us. And if we are representing a client, of course, we're going to file 2848s. And with any of these forms, you will get access to transcripts. So whenever you need to pull transcripts, these two forms will give you a green ticket to IRS transcript. So how you can get IRS transcripts? You can call Practitioner Priority Service at 866-860-4259. If you're a tax professional, you can use this line. If you're individual client listening to this podcast, please don't use it because you will not be able to get a service because they verify you before you talk to them. And you can request transcripts over the phone to be placed to your secure mailbox. And if you have e-services account, secure mailbox comes by default with it. You can also file Form 4506T. Request for a transcript of like wage and income transcript or account transcript or tax return, any type of transcripts can be requested through this form. But you are going to get this in the mail. So good luck requesting this and you will get it in the mail, no problem. The problem comes with analyzing because you will have to manually spend time and line by line, read it and calculate the C-sets, A-sets, R-sets, and so on and so forth. Another way to request transcript is by going to TDS under your e-services account. TDS stands for Transcript Delivery System. So you can go to irs.gov, log into your e-services account, and request transcripts for any period that is available. And it's not limited for like wage and income transcripts or tax return transcripts and so on and so forth. You can do that. And then you have to analyze it manually again. So we always recommend tax professionals to use Pitbull Tax IRS transcript delivery, because you do not just get the transcripts that you can get for free with IRS, but it comes with major, major benefits. And one of the biggest benefits of getting transcripts through Pitbull Tax is that analytical reports are generated within 1 or 2 minutes, depending on how many years you requested, after you request it. So you click a couple buttons and you sip coffee in the morning and you get your analytical reports. And what these analytical reports, they contain? They contain everything that you need for tax resolution case. You don't have to go through pages of transcripts and analyze it. It's all provided in the analytical reports. So definitely, if you are not user yet, look into it. It's very inexpensive, and we have a separate product just if you want to pull transcripts. For example, you're a tax preparer, or you are studying to be an enrolled agent, or sitting for CPA exam, and you're preparing yourself to get into tax resolution. Definitely look into it. It will save you a lot of time. But this is not just the only benefit that we provide. The next benefit of using Pitbull Tax is the automatic transcript alerts. Anytime there is a change on your client's account, significant change, for example, the lien has been filed by the IRS. So for many, many clients, it's a huge headache to have a lien on the account if they're in the financial industry, advisors, real estate professionals. For them, lien, it's like a big cross on their career. So they can lose jobs over it. So liens is something that we automatically alert you on. So you don't have to sit and compare the previous transcript that you pulled, let's say a month ago, to the one that you pulled today and see what changed. We do it automatically. So the computer does it for you. You just need to schedule, okay, I want to receive alerts on this client, period. And very often it's even more automated. If your power of attorney passes CAF check, right away we schedule those alerts for you. So absolutely, these alerts are not only to keep up with the case, but they also a revenue generator. So if the client got a lien, what you can help him with? You can get this lien withdrawal, or they're selling the residence and they have a lien all of a sudden. You can get a lien subordination service. And these are very, very lucrative services that you can make thousands of dollars. Which leads me into a next section of our discussion here. How you can monetize? Why do you learn how to analyze transcripts? I want to make money, right? We are all here for profit. We are not nonprofit organizations. We are here for profit. Of course, we are receiving lots of gratification from what we do. We save lives to taxpayers. We solve their huge IRS problems. And for years, I've been saying to my students, to my listeners, to our customers, that tax resolution problems can take lives. Last week, I had a dreaded phone call from a client of mine, a mother who lost her son, also my client. He was only 53, and he was stressing a lot over a very small IRS problem. He owed only $28,000 and a change to the IRS, and he was on the CNC status. So it's not something that he was getting collection notices, no. But he was like, Irina, I need to repay it. I need to repay it. I need to get it off my chest. And I just had a conversation with him a month ago and with his lawyer, and we found a plan, and we laid it out, and we agreed what we're going to do. And she called me last Friday, and she said, you know, he had a heart attack and he died. They found him. He was cooking dinner, and they found him next morning sitting in the recliner, and nothing could saved his life. So when I say now that people die, I have firsthand experience. It's very, very sad. So we receive a lot of gratification from helping people with their tax problems. But at the same time, we need to, this is our business. We need to run it. We need to make money. So let's talk about how you can actually make money with IRS transcripts. The first comes first. You can offer IRS transcript reports as part of your investigation or discovery phase of any resolution case. Remember, I just told you, you cannot start a resolution case without knowing the CSATs. So you already pull those transcripts anyway. And you, if you're a payable tax customer, you already have access to those reports, but you have to charge for them. And every time there is a new case, I always start it with IRS problem analysis. This is how I call it. You can call it discovery, you can call it investigation. And part of this phase, not only getting financials from the client through client questionnaire, but also getting those analytical reports. And they are created in such a way that a layman can read it. So charging for this service is absolutely a must, and you pick your number. So you start with 1500, 2500. I know a lot of customers, they do 3000 just for investigation. What investigation entails, basically finding out what the problem is and how to resolve it, through what venue, whether through an offering compromise or through an installment agreement partial pay or through CNC. So different venues are available, and this service allows you to pick it. So you choose your price, your fee, how much to charge, and this is how you make money with IRS transcripts. This is strategy number one. Another one is you can review those transcript alerts that Payable Tax sends you. And you can start making money with it as well. For example, you are alerted about 6 months in advance about upcoming audit. So what you do for an audit, you ask your client to represent them in an audit. You know better than me that audit representation is very lucrative. You charge at least $5,000, sometimes 10, 20, depending on the what's it takes, what's involved, how many years, and so on and so forth. So audit representation can be quite lucrative in terms of fees, and you find about this through transcript alerts that you receive. The good point is that you are the one who are advising a client about this, because a client will not even receive any notice in the mail. And these alerts, they come about 2, 3 weeks before you as a representative even get notice in the mail. So the speed of getting these alerts, what gets you in line to be a representative on that case? If you call a client, hey, I have two news, bad and good. Which one you want to start with? Bad news. Okay, the bad news, you're going to be audited for 2021 and 2022. Oh my God, the client is already upset and they're devastated. What's the good news? Well, the good news, I'm going to represent you. So you just lay out for them, listen, you cannot find better than me, and you know my credentials, my history, and this is what I do for a living. So absolutely, this is a great news. And these alerts, they come 6 months, usually about 6 months in advance. And who advised you about this? I did. So people think that you have a writing on the wall from the IRS. So it's like people think that you're a hero. Like, how did she know that I'm going to be audited? Later on, they will figure out because they will start receiving notices. But she, like, oh my God, how did she know? This is how you know. So lien filings, terminated installment agreements, rejected offer in compromise, it all comes in these alerts. And this is how you can generate revenue. And this is strategy number two. Next one is a biggie. Next one is you can provide first-time penalty abatement service. And this is one of the only few services in tax resolution arena where you can charge contingent fee. And contingent fee is significant. So there is no limitations on how much you can charge on penalty abatement. For example, I know a lot of customers of ours, they charge 20-25%. I don't go that far. I charge only 15% on a contingent basis, minimum $300 per occurrence. So, for example, if I see that my client owes $10,000 and I can abate it under FTA, first-time penalty abatement waiver, which our analytical report will show you, I can pick up the phone, call PPS or ACS, whatever the account is, and say just one sentence. I would like to request first-time penalty abatement for my client, John Smith, for example, for 2021, period. One sentence, and they will tell you, okay, I will put you on hold while we run RCA, Reasonable Cause Assistant. This is application that IRS uses in order to see if your client is eligible for FTA waiver. And then you drink coffee, wait online, and they come back to you and say, Irina, yes, we checked RCA. Your client is eligible for a waiver. You're going to receive a notice in the mail, you and your client, within 2-3 weeks. And the amount is going to be abated, so and so. $10,000 plus accrued interest on that penalty will be abated. Not only the penalty that you see in the report, in addition, accrued interest on that penalty. Usually the IRS does not abate interest on the tax, but on the penalty that they're abating, it will be abated as well. And it takes about 20 to 30 minutes, depending if you need to fax your power of attorney or if it's already on file. If it's already on file, 20 minutes stops, and you can make, in my case, if I abated $10,000, I make $1,500 on 20 minutes call. Not too shabby. And 10,000 is just a small limit. One customer of ours abated over $500,000 over 30 minutes call to PPS.
Oh, that's the highest first-time penalty abatement I have ever heard.
Yes.
That's huge.
562,000 plus.
Oh my God.
Abated penalties and accrued interest on that penalty has been abated on a half hour call to the IRS.
Yeah, I love seeing that report and the Pitbull reports. Is
absolutely
that one? Because if I see something eligible, I'm on the phone. You know, I'm letting my client know that this looks like you qualify here. All I need to do is make a call. I've got my power of attorney on file, or maybe I need to, like you said, get it to them while we're on the phone. And there we go. That's awesome to see that on a report.
Absolutely. And better than the report, we have a transcript dashboard in your applications if you're a Pitbull Tax user. And there is a section, first-time penalty abatement eligibility. All your clients who have FTA eligibility in their reports will be listed from the highest potential abatement to the lowest one. So you just create an engagement letter. So this is strategy number three. And a lot of times people don't understand that penalty abatement on a first-time waiver can be requested also on the older periods, where refund statute has expired already, so long gone. I can request FTA on 2005, 2010 easily, because there is a provision in the IRM section. And that IRM section is 25.6.1.10.2.7. which states that if you are not requesting a refund, but instead you want to apply the penalty abatement towards your outstanding tax debt, the IRC 6511, the one that talks about limitations on credit or refund, does not apply. It's black on white, people, and use this section. That's why I always file my authorization forms 2848 or 8821 from 2000, because FTA waiver was enacted in 2001. So starting from 2001, you can do FTA waivers. People already paid those penalties a long time ago, but now they owe money. Or if they don't owe money, you can create a liability for next year when you file returns. Just tell them, underpay your estimated taxes by this amount. We'll file return, you will have assessment, and then I'll call and abate the penalties. So this can be huge, huge revenue generator. You can triple double your revenue easily if you do this service. And strategy number four, you can charge for IRS transcript monitoring service. And this is just to monitor your client's transcripts for a fee. Not to provide a service that you see that is necessary in the future, but just to monitor. For example, your client, you successfully negotiated an offering compromise for a client. And you know, with offers, you need to be in compliance for the next 5 years. So you offer your client the service sale. Hey, I am going to monitor your transcripts and make sure that you do not step a left or right. And we stay on course so that offer goes through and you are not getting your offer rescinded and your money back with all accrued penalties and interest. We want this offer to be done permanently. And yes, the client agreed to pay easily because, for example, let's say you negotiated hundreds of thousands of dollars on the IRS debt. They are definitely want to stay on track going forward. And you can charge the fee for the monitoring. So the fees range is different. So some people charge for $25 a month for individual clients or $100 for a month for business clients. So the fees range, depending on your geographic area, can be different. So I know some people, they charge $300 for a year and they monitor their individual accounts for the entire year. And this is just for monitoring. So if something comes up and your client needs another service, it doesn't mean that this 300 will have to cover it. No, this is just to find the issue and to advise them that this is what is happening on your accounts. Because you know, people don't open the IRS notices. They think that if they don't open the dreaded envelope, they have no problem, right? But the problem exists. It just snowballs if you don't open the envelopes. But by offering the IRS transcript monitoring service, you can alleviate them from the future issues. And finally, another strategy how you can make money with IRS transcripts, you can review our report that is called Audit Risk Indicators. So every time you file a tax return, or he goes to a tax preparer and files a tax return, what our software does, we compare their wage and income transcript with tax return transcripts. And we highlight in red the flags. For example, oh, 11099 was not reported, or they claimed excessive itemized deductions, or they claimed like on Schedule C, all the expenses were ending in zeros. So it doesn't happen in real life. So in this case, you can review their wage and income and tax return and say, hey, you definitely need to amend your tax return. Otherwise, the IRS is going to do it themselves. And when they do it, they're going to assess accuracy-related penalty of 20%. And nobody wants to pay additional 20% to the tax that they owe. And filing amended returns, it's additional service that you provide, and you charge your fees for this service. So this is another way how you can monetize. So all these strategies I laid out, you just need to use it. And it seems like it's very complicated. You don't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars on it. You don't have to spend years of research. You can do this by utilizing our transcript delivery service that we provide in PeopleTax and get all this for mere $375 a year. Unlimited pool of transcripts, unlimited reports, all alerts that you can get for unlimited number of clients. It's very, very inexpensive, and it's a separate. You can, if you don't get into tax resolution and you don't need to prepare all this offering compromise forms, installment agreements, yes, we have a separate product called PeopleTax Transcripts, which
Right.
only pull transcripts and gets all these reports, alerts, and everything
Right.
that I was talking about
I
today.
didn't know it was only $375 a year. That's
Yes.
kind of a no-brainer to me, even just being a tax, if you're a tax return preparer, you're still doing annual tax season. You have a big tax practice that pretty much is taking you year-round. Businesses could be payroll taxes for clients if you're also doing their bookkeeping and payroll taxes and individual tax returns. I think you have to have this information and these alerts because you're doing so much tax, different type of tax return preparation that I think it's so vital for you to be on top of what's going on with your clients and how you could be one step ahead of that for them and help them to be able to sleep at night. I'm really sorry about what happened to your client there. And I've been doing this for 30 years, and I've had, the spouse of a taxpayer who didn't tell his family that he owed him and his wife. They owed all these years of balances due, and he kept all the tax returns for years in his trunk of his car. And she called me the day after he threatened to jump off a bridge down in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, that he was climbing up on a bridge, threatening to jump. But I've had the clients that told their family, a husband and wife that told their family years ago, we're going to actually move now abroad. We're going to leave the United States. We see no way to resolve this, etc. And luckily, one of the kids said, you need to call so and so, and kind of found me on the internet. And this is a long time ago. So this combination here, where you also mentioned about how to monetize here, this transcript analysis and how you can monetize it. There's this combination of saving lives, tax professionals, helping people resolve their tax problems, as well as generating income for themselves, of course. But it's practically, you're literally doing sales as a service. That's what you're doing. And I just think it's an awesome area to learn about. You've had so much gold nuggets in this presentation. I can't thank you enough for your time and your expertise here. I've been using Pitbull tax software since I saw the presentation by Jamie when it was launched in 2010. I saw his live presentation and I purchased it just shortly after that. So I believe I started to use it in tax year 2011. It was the turn of the year And I've been a user since. So I'm definitely biased big time. I am. I'm a raving fan, as they would say. But Irina, let people know how they can contact you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Patricia. It's been a pleasure. And I love to talk about transcript. This is, like I say, this is my baby. I always tell people, please shut me up because I can talk for forever about it. How to contact us? You can go to our website, pitbulltax.com. So like a dog, pitbulltax.com. You can call us 954-748-2855. The phone number is on the website as well. You can sign up for a free trial. We have a 7-day free trial. You can pull transcripts for 3 different clients and see for yourself before you pay, like if it works for you. You can schedule a demo with one of our sales representative who can explain you exactly the benefits, whether you want to try out PitbullTax transcripts or if you want to dive into the full software that helps you from A to Z, from analysis of tax resolution case to submission to the IRS. So it has integrated DocuSign, it has integrated transcripts, it has a case management and billing, along, of course, with preparation of all necessary IRS forms for an offer, installment agreement, PPIA, CNC, anything that you see in tax resolution. And yes, absolutely. Try it out. See for yourself and start making money. Thank you so much, Patricia. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for invite.
It's my pleasure as well. I was just recalling that when I first purchased Pitbull Tax software, you were both a sales agent and tech support at the same time.
Yeah, I started from
you were it.
Yes, because my motto is like, if you don't know the business, you cannot run it. So you have to learn everything from tech support, customer service. Yes, when we launched in 2010, I was on the phones with Bob Sampson. So we were only two at that point. And now we've grown significantly. We received our third Inc. 5000 this year. So we're very, very excited about that. So it's growing business, but yes, I've been manning the phones at one point.
Yes, that Inc. 5000, well-deserved, well-deserved. So thank you, Irina. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk soon.